You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
On a day on which 292 years ago, a book was published that redefined our understanding of the world around us and the laws by which it works, Dalal Street was not to be left far behind. What a rollercoaster day it has been on today, the 5th of July. My name is Rakesh, and you're going to be joining me on an evening walk down Dalal Street.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
The book I was talking about was, of course, Principia by Isaac Newton, which gave us Newton's laws of motion, foundation of classical mechanics, Newton's law of universal gravitation, and all the rest of it. But that's not what we're concerned with. We're concerned with what happened in the markets. A rollercoaster ride for the Indian market, but towards the close of the sessions, bears managed to regain control and push the indices firmly in the red on Thursday today, as investors across the globe remained cautious the day before tariffs from the US and China are due to be implemented. Concerns over a trade dispute between the US and China have weighed on market sentiment in the lead up to tariffs both countries say will take effect on the 6th of July, CNBC went on to say in a report. Abhijit Day, who is a senior fund manager equities, BNP Paribas Mutual Fund, told Money Control, and I quote, "Stock markets in India traded on a lackluster note and witnessed selling pressure as investors adopted a note of caution post Wednesday's rally and ahead of a looming trade tariff deadline between the United States and China." He also went on to say, and I quote, "A looming 6th July 2018 deadline is set to see the US impose a 25% tariff on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods on more than 800 product categories. If implemented, China is likely to retaliate with duties of the same value on US products," unquote. Both the benchmark indices, Sensex and the Nifty, finally closed the day with marginal losses. The BSE Sensex down 0.2% at 35,574. Nifty 50 down 0.19% to close at 10,749.75. On the sectoral front, performance was largely skewed to the negative. Sectorally, the S&P BSE FMCG index rose 1.03%, followed by the S&P BSE Auto Index, which closed 0.15% high, and the S&P BSE Banking Index, which was up about 0.14%. On the losing front, the S&P BSE Consumer Durable Index slipped 2.7%, followed by the S&P BSE Realty Index, which dropped 1.7%, and the BSE IT Index, which was down 1.6% as well. Top Sensex gainers today included Yes Bank, ITC, Asian Paints, Coal India, Mahindra & Mahindra, and Maruti Suzuki. Top Sensex losers included names like Infosys, Vedanta, Tata Steel, RIL, Sun Pharma, Tata Motors, and Bharti Airtel. Top gainers on the Nifty were Yes Bank, Ultratech Cement, ITC, Asian Paints, and Coal India. Top losers on the Nifty, Titan Company, Infosys, Tata Steel, Vedanta, and Reliance. Reliance Industries closed lower by over 2%, even though RIL's chairman Mukesh Ambani said that the company plans to more than double its revenues by 2025 as contributions from the retail and telecom arms match that of the bellwether hydrocarbon business. He was addressing the company's shareholders at its 41st annual general meeting, about which we have just done a podcast, so I encourage you to listen to that as well. And on the topic of the trade war that is brewing and the deadline that is the 6th of July staring at us just for tomorrow, we have also done another deep dive on the trade war between the United States and China, so I encourage you to listen to that as well. Moving over to some stocks that were in news today, Idea Cellular shares fell 1.2% and Bharti Airtel declined nearly 1% after Mukesh Ambani launched a new plan for Reliance Jio at the company's 41st annual general meeting. RIL closed 2.5% lower post-AGM. Hathway Cable shares fell 15% and Den Networks lost as much as 10% after the Mukesh Ambani launched fiber broadband service, which will be called Jio Gigafiber. City Network lost 1.6%, while Dish TV rose marginally to close 0.49% up. Infosys was one of the bigger losers today, losing as much as 4.4% intraday ahead of the announcement of its June quarter earnings next week. Infosys will announce its March quarter results on the 13th of July after the TCS earnings, which will be declared on the 10th of July. But the IT major did unveil a new partnership with Siemens PLM Software to develop applications and services for MindSphere, the open cloud-based IoT, that is Internet of Things operating system, from Siemens. Share prices of all listed liquor companies fell up to 6% on Thursday today after the Karnataka government increased additional excise duty on liquor. United Spirits share price lost 5.5%, GM Breweries dropped 3.06%, United Breweries 2.9%, while Pincon Spirit was locked at 5% upper circuit after the news. ICICI Securities share price corrected for the fourth consecutive session, falling 3.49% after SEBI found ICICI Prudential Asset Management Company guilty of helping ISEC's IPO get subscribed. It hit a fresh 52-week low of 292 rupees. And finally, we have Yes Bank, which has received the final regulatory approval from the Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is SEBI, to commence its mutual fund business. The stock rose 3.9% and was one of the top gainers today. In separate news, Yes Bank also received credit ratings upgrade from CARE Ratings for multiple instruments to AAA. Moving over from India to take a look at what's happening in the rest of the world, Asian stocks have entered the session lower, with China's Shanghai Composite falling nearly 1% as investors remained cautious ahead of implementation of tariffs from the US and China on the 6th of July, that is tomorrow. Japan's Nikkei was down 0.78% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 0.21%, while South Korea's Kospi declined 0.35%. European markets, which are still trading sharply higher following the jump in auto stocks. Germany's DAX was up 1.2% and France's CAC was up 0.92%, while Britain's FTSE 100 gained 0.5% at the time of me telling you this. We began the podcast by citing Newton's Principia Mathematica, but it was also a big day for biology in general. Dolly the sheep, the first mammal cloned from an adult somatic cell, was born today in 1996. She, of course, passed away in 2003, but happy anniversary to Dolly the sheep and to more exciting things all around. With a morning podcast and what we can expect from the markets tomorrow, we will be back first thing in the morning. Until then, on behalf of the podcast desk, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.